Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, from the Beis Zem and Aleph, the Gemara brings down, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shtei Shchita Shemati. I heard about two Shchitas, one of the Parah Aduma, and one of the Parah Yishel Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. And one of them is Pasul Bazar, and one of them is not Pasul Bazar, and I don't know which is which. And the Gemara brings us a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that Parah Aduma Bazar is Pasul, but Parah Shlaim Bazar is Kasher. And Shmuel holds Parah Aduma is Kasher, and Parah Shlaim is Pasul. And the Gemara explains the reason why Rav holds that Parah Shlaim is Kasher is because Shita Lava Vaidi. So why don't you say that by Parah Aduma? Because by Parah Aduma, it's Kache Benek Abayi. So Moses says, but Kolshken, it should be Kashi. Moses says, no, me didn't have a Maris Nagon. In other words, if we're dealing with Aveda, then even though it says Chukah, but Chukah is only going on Aveda. Something which is not an Aveda, Shchita Lav Avedi, Chukah doesn't work, and Mel, it's not an Akiv. Now, Shegem, we're dealing with Kache Benek Abayi. Anyway, it's not an Aveda. So there's no Chilash Shchita and everything else. And what's Shan and Shmuel? Shmuel also doesn't work by Parah Shlaim because it says Chukah, but Parah Aduma, Veshachar Eisel, the fun of means, Shazar Sheikhev Elazariah. That's a sugya. So the Gemara Sari points out that there's an afkamina between the man the Omer Rav that says that by Parai of Kayin Gadol is Kashi Bazar and Shmuel that says Paradum is Kashi Bazar. Because Rav that says that Parai is Kashi Bazar is only B'diyevit. L'chatchila, you're being over on a din deraisa, V'shachar Aaron is Parachatas. The Torah says that Kayin Gadol has to shechtit. The Zohar is kasher b'di'evit because Chukah is not ma'akev. Chukah doesn't go on Shkita Slav Avedihi. But you're missing out on a din deraisa that the Kohen Gadol has to shechtit. Vashen Kain, Shmuel that says that the Zohar is kasher by Parah Aduma, that means kasher l'chetchila. There is b'chlal no din kayim by Shkita. V'shachar Eis L'fana, Shazar Sheikhim V'la Zerayim. Hazayi the Pashtus, and other Achrayim say this as well, the Sfas Emes and Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid. Now the Rambam is not mashmed away. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma says, "Kol Ma'aseh Parah Mitchilasa Vatzeifa Ein El B'Yom Ubezichrei Kuna." All the Ma'aseh Parah. It sounds like Avada includes Shchita, and you need Yom and Zichrei Kuna. But the Rambam paskins that it's not Ma'akev. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulim Mikdashim, Hilchos Parah Aduma doesn't mention that it's not Ma'akev. It's very interesting. In Hilchos Psulim Mikdashim, he says like this: Perik Alaf Halacha Beis V'Chein Parik Kohen Gadol She'em B'Kippurim Af Al Pishin Emma V'Shachar Aaron Imshachar Zorik Sheir. So there, Shalevim Kaimai, he says that it's kasher, and the reason why it's kasher is Eilach Shkita Shepsula Bazar. But he puts it together with Parah Shalaren, and in Hilchos Parah Aduma, he doesn't mention, Hilchos Parah Aduma, he says, Kol Ma'aseh Parah Mitchilasa Vatzeifa has to be B'yayim V'zichrei Kuna. It's Mashma even Shkita. The Chafetz Chaim says that Klar. It could be, so what's Takib Shah? Now there's a Chayim Atayin good. If you pass that it's kasher, so Shmuel said the reason why it's kasher is because of Shachar Eis Lefanav Shazar Sheikh V'Lo Zeraya. Where would that be with the edit? And if you hold that it means Allah Zeraya Sheikh, so where did he get that it's not Ma'akev? The Rambam, the Gemara is Mashmitz Ma'akev. Now Kubi comes to the Gemara Mem Gimel Midbeis. The Gemara there says, Rabbi Yechanan says, can't be that part of Shkita's Ma'akev She'en L'Pshitav Shkita's Psula Bazar, which is Mamash Loshin of the Rambam. So it could be Rabbi Yechanan holds that no, there is a din Allah Zeraya Sheikh. Kol Ma'aseh Parah Mitchilasa Vatzeif is B'kayin, but a Zar is good B'di'evit because Shchita can't be possible B'Zar. The Gemara says another interesting thing. He says there's another Nafka Mina. If you hold you need Kayin by Parah Aduma, Avadi you need Big Dekuna also. Memes in the Teizu Shanim, and the Teizu Rosh says that too. Because the whole Parah has to be done with Big Dekuna. It's a Gemara later on that Mem Gimel and Aleph, that you need Big Dekuna for Parah Aduma. So Mela, who would in Shkita, if you hold Shkita is good enough for Zara, so Avada won't need Big Dekuna. But if you hold Shkita needs Kayin, Avada Kayin means Big Dekuna. But Parash Alaren, Taisus asks the Kasha, why doesn't Shmuel hold of Shkita Lav Avaydihi? Why does Shmuel hold that Parash Alaren is Ma'akim? So Taisus says, it's not Ma'akim because of Avayda, it's Ma'akim because of the Din Bailam. And those are not the Pshat, you need a Kayin Gadol because it's an Avayda that can only be done on a day of Kayin Gadol. The pshat is, you need a Kohen Gadol because he's the Baal HaParah, just like Smicha needs a Kohen Gadol. That's a Smicha needs Baal, that's what Taisa says. But in the end, it's not ma'akev, even if you hold that parai is possible bizarre. If you hold parai is possible bizarre, who would in the kaim that big dekuna is bizarre? It's mentioned big deim and leim, knosim aleim. But if you hold parai is possible bizarre, that's only because you need bailim. If he doesn't have big dekuna, he's taka azar, but he's the bailim. So that would work. That's a tiny, that's a tiny digvur sevi. L'chaya richtig a tiny. And the Sharon Melech has a kasha on Tesis because the Gemara says that someone is shechs of parish of Kohen Gadol, Zohar shechs of parish of Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, he's chayim b'shem Shabbos and he's chayim b'shem Zohar. That's what the Gemara says in Yevam Estaf Lam Gimel, and the Gemara this says even a Kohen Hedit, it's chayim b'shem Shabbos and chayim b'shem Zohar. If you're going to say the problem is Bailim, why is he chayim b'shem Zohar? But the Mikdash David says that the Pshat is that any time you do an avodah that you're not supposed to do, you're chayim b'shem Zohar, even if you're a Kohen. And he says in the Kiddush, he says, even if you hold it's not ma'akev, even if you hold like Rav, it's not ma'akev, you're still chayim b'shem Zohar. You're not supposed to be doing this avayda. If you're doing avayda, you're not supposed to be doing a chayim b'shem Zohar, even if the pshat is that it's not ma'akev. So if the Zohar is taka, doesn't have a psul avayda, it's only a din bailam, or even if it's kashib in the heaven, but still, it's not an avayda that's metelos in him. He brings the sefer achinuch, it says in Kiddush, if one kayin wins the pious, and another kayin does the avayda, He's like Val Zaris. So you see, even if he's a Kayin, there's no problem with the Evid, it's good. But if you're not supposed to do this Aveda, that'd also be a Chiyamis of Zaris.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.